Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, My Life is Out of This World, Already in Progress.
The most wonderful thing in the world is knowing Jesus.
Yes.
And all of you in this church here, y'all know that. But I want us to start with a little bit of scripture today, that since me and Cheryl was talking about the tongue and the power of the tongue a while ago, some people, seriously, you know, I begin to notice, the Holy Spirit just quickened me last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. It's just like he said, pay attention to your bride. See how many times she says she's tired, she's wore out, she can't do something. So I started listening, and I was amazed at how many times she said that. I'm so tired. I mean, she just got up from 8 or 10 hours of sleep. I'm so tired. I got to go take a nap. I got to where I told her and Sharon. Sharon comes in and has a bite to eat down here in the kitchen. Then she said, well, I'm going to go up and practice taking a nap so I get ready to go to bed tonight. These girls, all they want to do is sleep. I don't know what I'm going to do with these girls. I do know what I'm going to do with them. I'm going to love them just like the Lord told me to. Because if I love you girls and guys, you know, if I love you, it's amazing what happens when you love. Because the faith don't work except through love, does it, young lady?
Love,
you got to love. And so but anyway, I want us to talk about that just a little bit today. I've got several things I want us to really look at that is real in God's Word. But if we don't hear them pretty often, we have a tendency to get away from them. And it's so easy to get away from these things. So that Mark 11, 23, 24, 25, and 26, I want us to literally look at these scriptures, and then I want us to meditate on these scriptures, Mark 11, 23, and 24. I want you to see what Mark 11, 23 says. Mark 11, 23. For verily or truly, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, now think about that. He said, you can speak to a mountain. Well, you know, that is so foreign to anything you and me dream about. We read that, and we don't believe it. We read something that says, and whosoever shall say to this mountain. Then you look at that, and you think, well, you know, no, I don't know what he's talking about there, but he couldn't literally be talking about a mountain. You know, nobody can move a mountain. Well, guess what? What if he had put healing? You know what the average church member, just like me, you'd look at and said, whoever should say to your healing of your body, be healed in Jesus' name. Well, you know that just, you know, the old Bible is just a bunch of words that somebody talked about. You know, it's just written by a bunch of men that had no idea what they were talking about. It really doesn't mean what it says. Have you ever heard statements like that? I hear them all the time. But does this book literally mean what it says?
Absolutely.
It absolutely means what it says. So when he says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith with his mouth shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Amen. So if you're going around saying, and I'm going to use my bride, you go around saying, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Guess what you're going to be?
Tired.
Her body is going to tell itself. I listened to this, what's that girl's name that was on the Kenneth Copeland show? Caroline
Leaf.
Dr. Leaf. Uh-huh. She spent 2 weeks with Kenneth Copeland on the show. And this is a lovely scientific, you know, doctor. Wow. I mean, she's got the brain down pat. I enjoyed that so much. But she says, too, that whatever you say is what your body's going to do.
Absolutely.
Now then, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is absolutely the truth. When I was an engineer working for a corporation all over the world, I learned these principles, and I believe these principles meant what they said. So whenever I would go into a boiler room, I mean, some of my mechanics and engineers that would be working on a piece of equipment, they might have a problem, and they'd come get me and say, Thurman, we need you down in the boiler room. We need your expertise. So I would go down there, and I'd have a short sleeve shirt on, and I walk in there, it's 140 degrees in the boiler room. I walk in there, and I'm in there for 15, 20 minutes. And we find the problem, and I walk out. One day, one of them, as we walked out there, both got a T-shirt on. That's all they got on the top, T-shirt, and both of them just dripping wet. He said, there's not a drop of sweat on you. How do you do that? Now, they're looking at me. There is no sweat on my body. And I tell them, I said, I speak to my body. I command my body to handle the situation that I'm under at the time. They said, you know that won't work. I said, oh, yes, it will. I said, you know, I read a story about a man that was out on the railroad track and they had a train and had freezer cars. And they had these recording instruments that told what the temperature was inside that box all the time. So this man was going to, needed a place to sleep. And so he was out there and he crawled up inside of one of these freezer cars. And while he was up in there asleep, somebody come along and shut the door. Now then, instantly that's panic. I'm in a freezer car, locked up, can't get out. They can only be open from the outside. I cannot get out. I'm freezing to death. And he found a piece of paper and some stuff in there and he wrote, I am literally freezing to death. Somebody needs to save me. I'm freezing to death. He was in that thing all night long. The next morning, somebody come by and opened the door, and there he lay, dead. All symptoms, he had froze to death. They checked the temperatures on the recording instruments, and the temperature had never gotten below 60 degrees. Whoa. He killed himself with his tongue. He told his body, I'm freezing to death. And so his body responded to his spoken words and killed him. Just think, that scripture that we got up here, I want you to really look at this one more time. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, is that a pretty awesome statement? Now then, I read that years and years and years ago as a Southern Baptist and as a Sunday school teacher and everything. And when I began to read that, I thought, you know, that literally says I can speak to a mountain. Did it not? But you know the reason that it don't work for us? What did he say? You must do what? You must believe in your heart, right? So what do? We say, I don't believe that'll work. You know, that's crazy. I mean, you know, nobody would write a book like that. In the Spirit, you've got to learn to live and be led by the Spirit of God. If you're living in the flesh, you can never make these things work. You have to step over into that other dimension, right, Mary? That dimension is called the spirit realm. You step into the spirit realm where your body, where you can control your body with your spoken words because it's coming from the heart. You're believing it. I am a man. Stop and think. What kind of problems are we experiencing in school now? You look like a boy. But I'm a girl. No, you look like a boy, or vice versa. And they start telling these kids there's something else. And so they get all confused. You know, we didn't have this problem when I was a young boy. You know, everybody knew if there was a boy or they knew if there was a girl. They didn't have to worry. Nobody had to just tell you. You knew. Yep. But just think, we go around now telling our children that there is a different dimension, that you can be a boy or a girl or both. And you know, that's not true, is it? That's not true at all. We need somebody that can convince people the truth. And that's going to be the church. The day is coming when we're going to, just like when I prayed over this young lady, 2013 or whatever it was, I am sure that I prayed over her and told her, I guarantee you, if you believe, you're healed. I do that to everybody. Yeah. All you got to do, Jesus made us the promises. And if he made us the promises, how many hot flashes have you had since that day?
I haven't had none.
Not one. Wow. See, now let me tell you, let me bring that a whole lot closer to home. This girl sitting on the front row up here. And she wasn't even married to me. Her and her daughter come out here to make tapes for me one night because she'd come to a healing school and got healed of a 30-year incurable disease herself. So she knew the healing Jesus showed up at this place. So she got healed. So she came out here with her daughter and they were making tapes and stuff. And while I was doing that, she had this bottle of, hormone pills or whatever they were. Yeah. And I saw it and she was out, had run out and said, I got to get this refilled. And I said, Cheryl, I said, what are you taking those things for? She said, well, I had a hysterectomy several years ago, and to make everything work like it's supposed to, I have to have these pills. Now, see, the doctor had told her she had to have these pills. And she believed she had to have those pills. And as long as she took those pills worked because she had faith in those pills. And if you had asked her, do you believe those pills work? She wouldn't have been buying those things for 20 years. That's what I mean. That's what I say. If you had not believed they would work, you would have not been buying them for 20 years. Yeah, but she had, because see, a doctor told her, and the doctor was, he was telling her the truth of everything he knew. Most doctors don't understand the spirit world. They just don't understand it. And most people don't understand it. So I told Cheryl that night, I said, Cheryl, you don't have to go get that refilled. I said, you're a daughter of the King. Jesus, I mean, that ought to put a tingle in you when you say, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, and all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen, and they're all in me.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, My Life is Out of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.